My name is Louisa Byrne, and I live in Aspen, Colorado. I have a 1.5-year-old, and you probably at times will be able to hear my daughter and my husband playing together outside. The poem I'm going to read to you is a part of a much longer poem. It's called a Pichacucha. It's the type of poem. They're usually 20-part poems. Don't worry, I'm not going to read all 20 parts. But it's a really great way to explore something as complex as motherhood, because I'm a mother and I have a mother myself. The poem's name is Motherhoodness. Your heart is no longer yours. They told me before she was born. Of course, it sounded like nonsense. But now that she is solid flesh and bone, now that I can believe in her realness, her wispy curls, her cries that shake the night. I see, no, I feel that it is true. My heart is hers. My heart is naked and unprotected, toddling around this world with all its fear and grief and pain and joy. At first, I was afraid she would die in her sleep. Now I fear toys with choking hazard parts and peanuts. Next will come a fear of bike crashes and accidental drownings. Then it will be boys, cars, and parties. I fear she will make the same bad choices I did, or that she will be completely lacking in the good sense I think I possess. It will never end. There will always be something to worry about, something to fear. So at night, I give her an extra kiss and tell her, I love you to the moon and back, 4 times. My daughter looks nothing like me. In the same way, I look nothing like my mother, and she looks nothing like hers. And then in an instant, we look everything like each other. 4 generations of smiles that make our left eye squint. The amount of honey and tea, that was passed down too. We carry our mother's joys. That too was in the milk.